Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam. Could I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Sure, Sam. It's 2311-4101-0017-0809.
Okay, give me one second. I'm going to pull up your file here. All right,
yeah,
who am I speaking with?
You got something on me.
Let's see. All right, was it? I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
AJ Cashman or Alan Cashman.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Now, let me see.
You spelled my name right. Holy smoke.
The A-L-L-E-N?
Yeah, A-L-L-E-N.
Nice, I bet that gets mixed up all the time, huh?
Yeah, it does, with three different ways of spelling it.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, my computer's going a little slow here. Bear with me.
That's all right, so am I.
All right, it's that time of day for me. Okay, and what's the name of the company you're calling with?
Well, I'm an owner-operator. It's my own business.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Is it a sole proprietorship?
Sir?
Are you a sole proprietorship?
Yeah, it's just me and me alone right now, yeah.
I gotcha, all right. Let's see, and then is the best number to reach you at this 423-257-2532?
Not really. That's the house number.
Okay, what's a good number to get you at?
A truck driver, I'm over the road.
Yeah, yeah.
423-552-8641.
8641, all right.
Yeah, I don't have a cell signal out here in the Appalachian, so it's best to use the home phone when I call.
Sure, okay. Cool, no problem. So yeah, you know, we have a lot of different programs. I think probably what you got in the mail was a pre-approved finance offer.
Yeah, for $250,000.
Yeah, you know, that can kind of vary of what's available all at once, depending on, you know, what you're looking for. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction and see what we can do here.
Realistically, Sam, I have a 2011 Peterbilt 387.
Okay.
Since February, I put over $10,000 in maintenance into this thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's getting on 600,000 miles. I'd like to at least pay it off and be able to trade it in on a newer truck where I can have a decent type of warranty. That's what I'm thinking of, warranty on it, and not have to worry about shelling this money out.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I am home now is because I may have blown a head gasket, I may have a cracked head, or there may be a cylinder sleeve in there that's bad, and that's, you're looking $3,000 or better right now.
Oh, shoot, so that's putting you out of commission for the time being?
Huh? Yeah, I'm out of commission. That truck is not rolling, buddy. I am not making my wife any Walmart money.
Okay. All right, so let's see. You're looking to get a new one. You'd like to trade the one you have in now? And put it toward
it?
I
want to try to pay it off and then trade it in. I'll get a better value out of it that way.
Okay, I see. Let's see, so how much do you have left to pay it off on there?
I'd have to call and find out. I could do that tomorrow. Realistically, I really have no clue.
Okay. All right. Just trying to get an idea of, you know, ballpark idea how much we're looking for here.
Hypothetically, with everything I've got, escrow, truck payments, $2,290, maintenance account, say about 65. It may be less than that, 65,000.
Okay.
And it's probably going to be a lot less than that.
Okay. All right. Now. Okay, so a couple questions just to see, you know, where you would fall in as far as qualifying. What do you do for your, you know, yearly gross revenue?
Last year, I made 140,000 last year.
Okay.
And right now, I'm sitting a little over 50,000 right now this year until this damn thing went down on me again.
50, okay.
I'm over 50,000 right now for the 4.5 months I've been on the road.
Okay. All right.
So
and
I'll
then
pop over another 100,000.
Okay, sure. Now, how would you rate your credit, your personal credit? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
You know, I haven't checked my personal credit. The last time I did, I was up like 698 or 694, so I'd say it'd be good.
Okay, yeah, nice. All right. And how long you been doing it? How long you been doing it?
What, this year? This job?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you really got to ask that one. let me see. When did I get out of the military? 88? Since 90, yeah, I got out in 93, didn't I? So I've been doing this 23 years.
Oh, all right. Okay. And what do you do? Is it long haul?
Yeah, I'm over the road, long haul.
Yeah.
All 48 states.
Oh, nice. Nice, okay. Okay, so, and then, you know, do you have any other business loans other than just the truck?
No, I do
no?
not.
Okay.
That is it.
All right.
One thing I would like to try to do is establish my LLC before something goes wrong.
Yeah, that would make some sense.
You know.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, Alan, just to give you a rundown of, you know, what we would probably have for you, looks like we'd probably be looking at our working capital program, which is typically we're able to free up, you know, it's usually 10 to 15% of the top line revenue. So if you're looking at, you know, around 140, we'll go off that one from the previous year, you'd be looking at anywhere from, you know, 15 to 20,000 available to you.
Right.
Now that would be in unsecured cash that you could use however you see fit. So if you were going to trade that in, you could use the cash to cover, you know, the remainder balance on that. Does it sound like you're in the ballpark? Is that something that would be able to help you out?
15 to 20,000? Yeah, it would be. Yes, it would.
Okay. Yeah. Just because, you know, I want to be upfront with you. That's about what you're looking at for the availability. So. You know, if it's something that can help, we can go ahead and move forward. If not, probably don't want to spin your wheels on it. But,
right,
you know,
I don't want nobody spending my wheels. You know, I'm looking at my own business, and I ain't got time to play damn games.
Absolutely. It's easier this way to be. Yeah, easier this way to be up front.
What's the interest y'all charge?
So it's going to depend on a few different things. It's going to be, you know, we'll take a look at what we need is 6 months of your most recent bank statements. So we'll take a look at the cash flow and the strength of the business, really. On top of that, we do take a look at the personal credit. So you're looking all right there. And then it will depend on which term, how long of a term you choose. So the way that it works is we'll qualify you for the largest amount, which is looking like 15 to 20,000. From there, we would give you a few different options for the term, for how long you want to pay it back. Now, the longer term you choose, the more payback you're going to have. So the more interest that'll be in there. If you use a shorter term, you're gonna be looking on the lower end.
Right.
So it'll vary. We can fit you into what makes the most sense for you. Now
all
it
right.
it is unsecured cash.
In here.
Yeah, it is unsecured cash. So you know it is a little more expensive than a typical you know, like a line of credit or something like that you're probably more used to. We usually start
okay, even if y'all are able to give me 20 grand
sure
over a 36 month period of time, that's $556 a month.
Now and also with that, like I said, I want to be upfront with you, the working capital programs, the terms usually range anywhere from 3 months to 24 months. Now, we do have a 36-month program, but it's usually not available to first-time borrowers. Now, typically you'll see around 18 months, something like that. And the way that it works is it's a renewable source of working capital. So if you get halfway through your term, we would then open you up to be eligible for additional funding. We would extend your term, give you some more cash, and actually do it at a lower rate. We kind of look at it as developing a working relationship. Once you show that you're making the payments and everything, we got a relationship there, then we open you up to more. But to begin with, you're looking more along the lines of a shorter term. So not the 36 months, 24 is about the extent of how far it can go.
Okay, so it'd be anywhere from
I mean, you'd have your choice. We will qualify you for the largest amount and the longest term. From there, you can, if you want to do 3 months, you know, if you're doing something where you're going to make your money back quick, you don't want to pay a lot of interest back on it, you can choose the lowest. But right. you got to qualify for the longest, and then we work backwards from there.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I mean, does that sound like it's in line with what you're looking for? Something that would help you out?
Oh, it would definitely help me out being a owner operator.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if that's the case, you know, the next step would be to get you qualified. To, you know, we would get you an approval. We'll get you the amount and the term that you qualify for, and then choose what makes the most sense from you from there.
Right.
In order,
of course, that's when you would tell me how much interest I would be paying.
Exactly that. Yeah. And which I can't do until, you know, we take a look at the bank statements. It's just
right.
there's it can range so far. I don't want to set you up with an unreasonable expectation. You know, say one thing, come back with another.
Right.
I find it's best to just be upfront about it, and that's what we'll do. We'll get you, you know, the term, the approval amount, and then the rates that you'd be going with. We'll give you a few, you know, options to choose from. So to do that, I would just need, it's a one-page application, the 6 months of bank statements, and then your most recent tax return.
Okay, let me check something. Do. Okay, there is a one-page application on the back of this. That was page number 2, I do believe.
Okay, yeah, and what I can do, actually, I can send you an email with the application right there, and you can email it right back to me if that's easy.
Okay. I'm looking at this. It says, I don't have no judgments or liens. I'm not seasonal. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. any open bankruptcies? No, I filed one 3 or 4 years ago. Got everything taken care of on that one.
Okay, good. Yeah, we're still good then.
So it's been a while. Number of tickets.
Yeah, that part on the application, that's if you accept credit cards as payment. So if you don't take credit cards, don't even worry about that.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, what's a good email address for you? I'll shoot you the email right now.
Honey, what's your email address? Right. OMAW50. At Embark, EMBARQ, mail, one word.
Embark mail.
Yep, okay. .com.
.com, okay.
That's my wife's. I don't have any. I'm a truck driver.
Sure. Sure, okay. All right, so what I'll do is I'll just send you an email right now. It'll have the application, and then just say that I need the bank statements and a tax return. And all you need to do is send all those back to me. You can do it in an email. Once I get that, I'll submit it for an approval, and it usually takes about 24 hours to get an answer, and then we can go over some options for you.
Okay, yeah, because this thing's going to probably be in the shop for about a week.
Okay, yeah, you know, we can move pretty quickly.
Yeah, I've been reading your propaganda you sent me in the mail.
Yeah, yeah. All the highlights, right?
Yeah, oh, no, I actually read everything.
Oh, good. Nice. Well, yeah.
Everything. That's the only thing I was questioning was, okay, interest rate. I don't see nothing here on an interest rate. Now I understand why.
Yeah, just, I mean, we work with, you know, a wide variety. We say A to D customers, but just because of that, it can be all over the board. It just depends on what you qualify for. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead. I'll send the email right now. Go ahead, take a look at it. If you have any questions, you'll have my direct contact information on there, so you can give.
That was my next question.
Yeah, there we go.
Right number, Sam, because I'm not talking to nobody else.
Nice. Yeah. No, I'll keep it easy for you.
I get pretty picky like that. I deal with one person. That's who I want to deal with.
It's easier that way. You don't got to go over things twice. You know, I'll keep it easy. We'll streamline it. You'll have my direct line, my email address. You know, if your wife wants to shoot an email, I can answer right back with that anytime too.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, I'll send it over to you right now.
All right,
take
buddy.
A look at it. Shoot it right back. You know, when do you think you would be able to get all that together and get it back in, just so I can know when to expect
it? Well, I know she's got our tax return from last year where I made like $140,000. I know she's got that.
Okay.
6 months worth of bank statements?
Yes. It's just that and the application, and we're good to go.
She says she might have them.
Okay. Okay. If she has any questions on, you know, on getting them or, you know, what exactly I need the full bank statement. Usually PDFs work the best. You can email it. If you have to fax it, that's an option too, and the fax number will be in the email.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, did you have any other questions for me, Alan?
No, that was the main one. I was looking like interest and other things, you know.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
What I qualify for being a lot of people won't deal with truck drivers, I'll tell you that now.
Yeah, no, I know. It can sometimes be a challenge. We've definitely done it. We've definitely done it.
And that was one of my, that was another question I had, because as soon as I said, I'm an over-the-road truck driver, you didn't hesitate.
Yeah, no, I've worked with it before.
So that helps. But yeah, you know, I've got to get an LLC established to protect my personal property. And I wanted to get this, you know, get nothing else. At least the money will be in the bank if something else major happens to this truck before I can get it traded off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, let's get the ball rolling, you know, find out what's available and see what makes the most sense.
All righty. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Alan. I'll send it out right now.
All right, Sam. Thanks.
All right. Take it easy.
Bye-bye.